I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A new study will look at blood contamination levels in about 200 El Paso County residents whose drinking water was tainted by firefighting foam from Peterson Air Force Base. 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The two-year study from the University of Colorado and the Colorado School of Mines will look at how much of the chemicals residents absorbed, how quickly their bodies are shedding the contaminants, and what the current levels are in the water. The chemicals are called perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, and they've been linked to prostate, kidney, and testicular cancer, along with other illnesses. PFCs were found in well water in three utility systems serving about 69,000 people in Fountain and Security Widefield. Levels exceeded the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's recommended limits. The utilities there have switched to other water sources. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Over $38,000 has been raised to help seniors being forced out of their apartment building in Colorado Springs. Organizers announced yesterday that about $16,000 has been used so far to cover moving expenses, security deposits, and first month's rent for 13 residents at the Emerald Tower Apartments. On November 8th, residents were told the building had been sold and they had to move out while it was upgraded. Colorado Springs City Council President and fundraising leader Richard Scorman says the situation is just the tip of the iceberg of an affordable housing crisis in the city. He says any leftover money will be used to address homelessness. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.